good evening, Remnant.
Good evening, and welcome to 7 times 70, or 70 times 7, however you want to look at it, but welcome to the Radio Ranch. This is Ranch Wrangler Richard coming to you live from the Radio Ranch this April 15th, 2021. Missed last Thursday, sorry about that, was traveling and just couldn't get back to the Radio Ranch on time. But hey, we're here tonight, we're live, we'll have the phone lines open, let me get the button pushed. 307-745-5913 if you'd like to give us a call, and we'll be glad to take your call. But we are coming to you live again, April 15th. Hey, normally it would be tax day. No, the friendly people at the IRS are giving everybody another month because of the pandemic, so you've got till May 17th, I think, to get your taxes done and in, if that's something that you do. Oh, lots going on. Lots going on. It's a great time to be a Christian. It is. It is. The field, the harvest is just ripe. It is. It is. And there's so little hope out there, but there's hope in the Word. There's hope in Christ. And so, isn't it, I hope it's as exciting to you as it is to me to know that as the world, as our friends and family and those we don't even know, as they have no hope and they want hope. And we can point them in that direction. We can give them, we can explain to them that hope. I hope you can. I hope you can. Well, we're going to pray first. I hope you're prayed up. I do. That's a hope that I have. And my hope is that you are. I get emails and calls and letters that the Remnant are praying for us every day. And that's greatly appreciated. It's needed. It's coveted. And Remnant, know that we pray for you. We may not be able to pray for everyone by name, but we pray for the Remnant. We pray for those that pray for us. We pray for those that support us. And we pray for those that, well, that have had their eyes opened and their ears unplugged and that realize and see what's going on today. We pray for your protection and your provision, and that our Lord and Savior would rebuke the devourer for you, just as His Word says. And we pray for those that haven't had their eyes opened yet, that are, well, like we were at one time in our life, blind and lost and naked and afraid, and enemies of God. We pray for those people as well, that they too would come into His marvelous light. Well, let's pray. Join me, won't you? Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity to be here at the Radio Ranch microphone. Been a busy day, Lord, a snowy, icy, blustery day, but we thank you for it. Thank you for the moisture that this snow brings. Thank you for safety and travel for myself and for others. And I ask your Holy Spirit to be here with me tonight to guide and direct me, Lord, in the scriptures you would have me share with your people, and exhorting, rebuking if needed, whatever it is, Lord, that we would look to your word and that we would glorify you with our every thought, word, action, and deed. And I pray that I would do that. Thank you for this day, for this opportunity. Guide and direct us tonight, Lord. Be with the listeners. Bless your Remnant, Father, those that can see. And, Father, those that can't, we ask for that you would bring sight to the blind, that you would bring hearing to the deaf, that you would let those that you have predestined, Lord, those that you want to, that you would have them have their eyes open, that they would have eyes to see, that they would awake. Awake, O Zion, awake, awake, as your word says. Help us to shake them out of bed, to rattle the bed, Lord, to shake them up and to wake them up. And I pray all this to your glory, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, folks, if you haven't prayed Psalms 91 today, it is a great time to do it. We've got the Psalms 91 bookmarkers, a new batch, reprinted, relaminated, recut. We do all that in-house, just so you know. And so we have the Psalms 91 bookmarkers. I've sent about 200 out, I think, this month. I'd say that's about right. In the last, oh, say 3 weeks, I've sent about 200 of these out. People that have asked for them, and I had to, we had to reprint them again and laminate them and then cut them and get them mailed out. But we've done that. But if you don't have the Psalms 91 bookmarker, it is a good reminder of the promises, a good reminder to dwell in His shelter. To dwell in His shelter, because this promise of Psalms 91 and the promises of the Bible, the free gift of salvation that Jesus Christ comes to offer, well, it's offered. But not everyone gets it. Not everyone gets it. They don't. And the promises of Psalms 91, that you won't be afraid. Now, there's a lot of people afraid out there today. You hear the radio, you watch the news, you talk to people, they're afraid. The roads are bare. People are without hope. Well, not everyone can not be afraid. Not everyone can say, "What if God is for me, what can man do against me?" And believe it, and say it, and believe it, and understand it. I mentioned last night on the Wednesday night prayer meeting that we're printing the newsletter, Volume 3. I've got one right here in front of me. Let the plots of the enemy be exposed. Volume 3, slam full, brand new, hot off the presses. Should go in the mail tomorrow. The good Lord willing, long as the roads are open and I can get back down to the print shop in the morning, we'll get the last few batches of it printed and get it taken over to the post office and get it put in the mail. If you would like to be on the Scriptures for America Dragon Slayer newsletter list, if you'd like us to mail you one, you can contact us. Our address is Scriptures for America, Post Office Box 766, La Porte, Colorado, 80535. You can also contact us through the website, scripturesforamerica.org. And we'd be glad to send you a newsletter. And so we've been working on it, been down printing, so I've been out of the office. If you've called and left a message, I'll get to them, and I'll give you a call back. But down working on it, and I mentioned last night on the Wednesday night prayer meeting that when I'm working on it, I'm kind of a captive audience. I'm in one room. I've got the tabber machine, and we've got the two printers on the back printing the color cover and then putting that on the body and printing it with the address labels on it. And it's quite a deal. It's an operation. And then they have to be sorted a certain way for the post office, because there's thousands of them that go out, and the post office requires them to be sorted. And let me tell you, the software just for that is several thousand dollars a year. Just the sorting software that we have to buy, we have to pay for, and then the postage costs on top of that. So it's not a, as Pastor said, there's no free lunch. It's not that there's no cost associated with it. We don't require a subscription price. We don't charge for it. We send it out free of charge because of the generosity of the remnant that allow us to do that. So if you've received it, if you like it, well, remember, we need your support to continue to send it out, to continue to have these broadcasts that are going on right now, and to continue to send this Dragon Slayer out. But when I'm putting the Dragon Slayer together and we're printing it and tabbing it and sorting it and all that, I'm in one office, one big office, and so I'm somewhat captive. I get to turn our broadcast on and listen to it. And I've done that all week. And what an encouragement it is when you listen to the Word of God being taught by Pastor Peters. Heard, who was it? Pastor Earl Jones brought a message today. That was interesting. Got to hear that this morning. Got most of it. And heard Pastor all day. The Bible teaching, the foundational teachings, just I encourage you, that's one of the many reasons that we stream 24/7. And that is back available at the website, scripturesforamerica.org. And so I encourage you. The news out there is bad news. If you get a newspaper, had a gentleman call in just the other day and said, it was the other morning, and he said, yeah, he got his coffee and his news, just read his newspaper and called us. And I said, well, how's the news in the newspaper? And he said, it's not good news. And it's not. And it's designed that way. But folks, we have the good news. You can listen. Maybe you can't read it as much as you'd like to. You can listen to the good news. ScripturesForAmerica.org. Put it on. It'll just, you click on it on the website, the live audio stream or the audio stream. It's not live except Sunday morning and nights like tonight and Wednesday night, Saturday morning. But the audio stream, click it on. The scriptures, the review that is there, it is encouraging. It is. It will help strengthen and encourage you to stand firm, to act ye like men, you men of God, and women of God. It will. So I encourage you. I want to remind you of that. It was down for a little while. We had some attacks earlier in the year and last year, but it's back up and streaming out. And so back to this Psalms 91. Got them reprinted, sent them out. Everybody that's asked for it, I've sent them out to them. And it's called the Warrior's Psalm for a reason. We are to be Christian warriors, Christian soldiers. But you know, a soldier needs armor. A soldier that goes into battle, he needs to armor up before he goes into battle. And that's how we're given the Lord's Prayer. And we're able to pray that, and we're able to pray on and put on the full armor of God. We have bookmarkers for that as well. We'd be glad to send them to you. You can keep them. I've got the pistol prayer and rifle prayer is one here in my Bible. I've got one that has healing scriptures on it, and the Psalms 91. And so let's go through this Psalms 91, because it is for us today. It is for us today. It is for us today. But you know, our president is, and we put sanctions on Russia. More sanctions because of blah blah blah. Who you can listen to the news reports on the other stations for those details. We dwell in the shelter of the Most High. We abide in His shadow. And so even though those things are going on in the world, we have a refuge from those things. We have a protection from those things. And we have to claim that protection. We have to claim that refuge. And we have to be obedient to the word with what it says. And Psalms 91 is full of that. Let's go through it. If you have it, bring it out. If not, turn. I'll tell you on the Bible. In the Bible, how about this? It's on page 460. How about that? Page 460 of your Bible, Psalms 91, or the Psalms 91 bookmarker. And so let's go through it real quick. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Now, this doesn't say everybody. This is not the parable that Jesus gave when he said he took, you know, the parable of the man that had the treasure and hid it in the field and sold everything he had for the field. He purchased the field and the treasure. That's not what this says here. That's something different. This is for those that dwell in the shelter of the Most High. And it's those that will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I grew up in Central Florida. Was there for, we've been out here about 20 years. But I was there for 20-something years. I was, married and all that. And shade. The shadow. Boy, when you could get in, when it was hot down there, if you could park your car in the shadow of a tree or the shadow of a building, you did that. You sought those shadows, those shades out, because it was a refuge from the sun and the heat. And that's just how our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is. Today, with abortion back booming, with the invasion that we are having on our southern border, with the plandemic. Oh, the numbers are up. Might have to, you know, the vaccinations are up. Oh, but the Johnson & Johnson, they pulled that one. I'm sorry, it's a pause is how it's presented. With all this mess going on, we need that shadow. We need that shade. We need that refuge. And we have it. And so, who is it that dwells in the shelter of the Most High? Who abides in the shadow? Well, one thing, it's for those that, as the next verse says, that say to the Lord, "You are my refuge, and you are my fortress, my God in whom I trust." There's so many out there that are trusting in that COVID shot, and they're trusting in that vaccine, and they're trusting in that government to just send them another check. And that's trusting in the wrong things. We are to be, as Psalms 91 says, we are to say to the Lord, "You are my refuge and my fortress, my God. In you I trust." And we are to trust in Him. And when we do, that's the best trust we can have. It really is. It goes on and says, "For it is He," that means it is God, "it is Jesus Christ who delivers me and you from the snare of the trapper and from the deadly pestilence." Now, the trapper, we don't hear much about that, but from the snare, from the trap that's laid for us out there. We're in war, folks. It is the age-old war of good versus evil, right versus wrong, God versus Satan, Christians versus worshipers of the devil, the kingdom of God versus the kingdom of Satan. That's what it is. It's nothing new, but so many people don't see it. And so it is God, it is Jesus Christ alone who delivers us from the snare of the trapper, from the trap that's laid for us, and from the deadly pestilence. Let me tell you where I put my trust. I put my trust in Jesus Christ. Now, that doesn't mean I don't do anything to be saved from the deadly pestilence. We do the best we can. We try to eat as well as we can. I tell you one thing we do. We take the LDM. I was gone all day. I texted my wife on the way home. I said, "Make sure everybody takes a dose of LDM tonight." I encourage you to do that. If you haven't, we've had it in newsletters. We've sent out hundreds, if not thousands, of the little printed flyer on LDM to explain it to you. I was talking with Jason today. It is growing in popularity. Doctors are driving to come get it and to try it out. And so people are coming in from out of state to get it. Nothing associated with the ministry. And so I encourage you to do that, because what is that? Well, it's not a pharmaceutical. It comes from a root, from a plant. These things that God has given us to help us. And so it is Jesus who delivers us from the trap and from the pestilence. He, Jesus Christ, God Almighty, will cover us with His pinions. And under Christ's wings, under God's wings, we can seek refuge. Jesus Christ, our God's faithfulness, is a shield and a bulwark. I hope you understand that. If you don't understand how He is faithful, even when we are not, He is always faithful. God keeps His word. He keeps His promise. His promise of 2 Chronicles 7:14, "If my people do what they're supposed to do," guess what? If my people do what they're supposed to do, He'll do what He has said that He would do. He will. But you know, Hosea 4:6, His word, He keeps His word there too, where it says, "If you forget my law, I will forget your children." And God keeps that word as well. But see, that is a shield and a bulwark. It is His faithfulness. His word is true. We can pray His promise. We can believe His promise, His word, because it is faithful. It is true from before the beginning of time. It has always been true, and it is now. His faithfulness is a shield and a bulwark. You know, when we put on the full armor of God, we take up the shield of faith with which to quench the fiery darts of the evil one. And when you pray that, I hope you pray that in the morning. And when you do, I hope that you picture that. I hope you picture that in your mind's eye, reaching down and putting your arm through a shield and getting that grip. And the other part of it is up around your elbow. And it's a shield. And it does that very thing. It protects you from the fiery darts of the evil one, from everything that the ungodly can throw at you, whether they are words or pestilence or whatever it may be. And think of it as that shield. See, that is part of God's faithfulness, His faithfulness that He has for His people. He goes on in Psalms 91, it says, "You will not be afraid." Let me just stop there. You will not be afraid. How about that? You will not be afraid. Now see, that right there, that is a promise that you will not be afraid. Why? Because we are to have faith. And we can't. Faith and fear are like heads and tails. You can only have one of them. You can't have them both. And so when He tells us, you will not be afraid, well, we can have faith in that. And we believe that. And we apply that. And we say, "Lord, I'm scared. I got this going on. I got these bills I got to pay. I've got my child that's sick. I've got this icy road I've got to drive on." Whatever it is. This, you know, COVID, China virus is all around. There's plenty to be fearful of. But we are not to be afraid. I've got to look it up. I've heard that the term "do not fear" is in the Bible like 365 times, once for every day of the year. I've got to look that up. I've heard it a couple times. That's what I've heard. But I don't doubt it. Do not fear. Be strong and courageous. How many times are we told that? We have to remind ourselves of that. But listen, for those that dwell in the shelter, for those that abide in His shadow, for those that say, "My God, Jesus, You are my refuge. I trust in You." And we not only say it, but we believe it and we live our lives that way. And then when he comes through, we rejoice. Now we're to rejoice even if it doesn't seem like He's come through. We are to rejoice always. But it says, "You will not be afraid of the terror by night." Now my 12-year-old daughter doesn't like it outside at the radio ranch at night. She doesn't. She's got chores to do, and let me tell you, if she's got to go out and feed the little bottle calf or the goats or the chicken, she gets them done before dark. Because she doesn't like being out at night when it's dark. She just doesn't. I understand that. But she's only 12 years old. I'm speaking to adults here. We've put away our childish ways. "And you will not be afraid of the terror by night, or of the arrow that flies by day." See, that means that nothing that man can bring at you. There is nothing. Oh, there might be terror at night, but you don't have to be afraid of it. Those arrows, oh, that when you're in war, you get attacked. You get attacked. Those arrows fly, but guess what? You got that shield of faith with which to quench the fiery darts of the evil one. That shield of faith is that faithfulness of God throughout His word for you, each and every one of you. For me, I claim it. I thank God for our pastor, you know, and listening to him again today and yesterday and Tuesday. Oh, I thank God for that teaching, for the effort and the perseverance and the endurance that our pastor had, not only to set an example for us, but to drive these points home into us, to where we know these things. And you don't have to have them memorized, but when you read them on this bookmarker, oh, they should just encourage you. I hope they do. You will not be afraid. You don't have to be afraid of the terror by night. You will not be afraid of the arrow that flies by day, of the pestilence that stalks in darkness. You know, that reminds me of that roaring lion seeking someone to devour. That's what Satan does, isn't it? Isn't he? He prowls about, stalks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he can destroy. But when we have this refuge, when we trust in it, when we are obedient to it, you will not be afraid of the pestilence that stalks in darkness. You will not be afraid of the destruction that lays waste at noon. There is a destruction coming. There is. Many times when we read, when we have the Passover service, you know, we read, where is it in Isaiah? I don't have it right here, and I don't have it memorized exactly where it is, but it's come. I think that's where it is. You know, go into your homes, rest, hide for a little while until indignation runs its course. See, that's what they did at the Passover, right? They were told, you read that back in Exodus, what, Exodus 12, go into your dwellings and close the door, apply the blood. But you go in and partake of that Passover until indignation runs its course, until that death angel moves through the land. That was a foreshadowing, certainly, of what is still yet to come. It is. It is. The destruction that lays waste at noon. There is a destruction coming that, you know, our enemies are doing their best to destroy America. They are. They've opened up the borders. Who knows what diseases, tuberculosis, and who knows what else is coming up through there. Who knows who else is coming up through there. You know, we bombed Syria a few months ago, and a few weeks ago, the Syrian in Boulder just kills 10 people. Nobody talks about that. We're pulling troops out of Afghanistan was the latest that I heard. And the southern borders are wide open. Wide open to anybody and everybody. I think I reported, I heard a Border Patrol report that they were having at least as many people as they were capturing and running through facilities. There were about 1,000 a day that were just getaways. That they could tell, about 1,000 a day, just getting away, running in. Who knows where they're going? Who knows? Who knows what they're bringing in? You will not be afraid of the destruction that lays waste at noon. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not approach you. Now, I claim that. I believe that, and I do my best to adhere to what this Bible tells me to do so that I can, and I continue to dwell in the shelter of the Most High, and I continue to abide in the shadow of the Almighty. And it means taking the flesh captive. It means guarding your tongue. It means forgiving those that have wronged you. It means putting others ahead of self. And a host of other things. Those are just the first few things that come to mind. It means being a Christian. It means applying what we read in this word. Applying it. Now, does that mean I'm perfect? Far from it. Far from it. How many times we read, oh, wretched man that I am, I do the very things that I don't want to do. Where have we heard that before? I don't do the things I should. I don't do the things I want to. We face that here just like everyone does. But we confess our sins. And I hope that you do that very thing. That you confess your sins before God. Forgive me, Lord. forgive me. You can, if you can't think of what to ask for forgiveness, Lord, forgive me of sins of omission, things that I forgot to do, but that I should do, and forgive me of sins of commission, things that I have done that I've forgot about. Forgive me, so that we can dwell in His shelter, so that we can abide in His shadow, so that we can call out to Him, my God, my refuge, and my fortress. In You I trust. 1,000 are falling here, and 10,000 are falling there. But I trust in You, Lord, and it will not approach me. Then it goes on and says, You, see, this is where God says, just sit back, son. Sit back, daughter, and let me show you. Let me show you. Because then it says, you will only look on with your eyes and see the reward, the recompense of the wicked. See, right now it kind of seems like the wicked are going higher and higher, doesn't it? And for many people, they are. Because that's what the Word says. And God is faithful to His Word. He keeps His Word. And because we have disobeyed His voice, disobeyed His Word as a nation, the alien among us goes higher and higher, we go lower and lower. And so if you want to change that, at least in your life, to start, we return to Him. And when we return to Him with a humble heart and in obedience and in humility and repentance, well, then we get to look on with our eyes and see the reward of the wicked. And who is that for? It says, the reason why is because He says, for You have made the Lord, who is my refuge, the Most High among all, You have made Him your dwelling place. How many times have we heard that we are to abide in Christ, and we are to have Christ abide in us? We hear that in communion. But we are to abide in the Word. And the Word is to abide in us. Brother Jonathan's been pushing and promoting and trying to encourage it on the importance of memorizing Scripture. You know, just start with a favorite one. Just start with a favorite one. Start with Jeremiah 29:11. I know the good plans I have for you. You know, start with Romans 8:28. God works all things for good for those that love Him. Boy, that ties right in with Psalms 91. That it's for those that love Him are these good news, the good news of the gospel, the good plans that are out there. Why? How is it that a thousand can fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it doesn't approach us? That we just get to look on and see this with our eyes? Because we have made the Lord Jesus Christ our refuge, our dwelling place, because we abide in Him and He abides in us. He gives us that full armor of God. He allows us to pray. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. Thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. He allows us to do that. He doesn't make us, but He gives us the opportunity. And so, for those that have made the Lord our refuge, our dwelling place, we get to see that. We do. It says, no evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near your tent. Nor will any plague come near your tent. Nor will any plague come near your tent. It goes on and says, for He will give His angels charge concerning you to guard you in all your ways. I think we can ask for angels. You know, we ask for ministering angels for people maybe that are in the hospital, and we ask for traveling mercies and traveling angels to go ahead and to the left and to the right of our family and friends when they're traveling. And we, I think we can do that. We can ask for those angels. It says he'll give his angels charge concerning you. This is David writing back in Psalms. To guard you in all your ways. They'll bear you up in their hands lest you strike your foot against a stone. Don't hesitate to ask for those guardian angels. It goes on and says, you will tread upon the lion and cobra, the young lion and the serpent you will trample down. See, that's because he has given us all power and authority. Because Jesus Christ has all power and authority over every lion, over every cobra, over every serpent, over everything. And he gives that to us. Had the phone lines open. Got about 20 minutes left. 307-745-5913. If you'd like to give us a call. We are here. And, Luke 10. Luke 10:19, behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will injure you. That's Luke 10:19. That's when he sent the 70 out. But he goes on and says, nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are recorded in heaven. So see, there's another instruction. Are we to rejoice that that the spirits are subject to us? No. Are we to boast about that and brag and tell others and show off because the spirits are subject to us? No. But we rejoice that our names are recorded in heaven. Then Jesus goes on and it says, at the very time he rejoiced greatly in the Holy Spirit. And he said, and these are the words of Jesus Christ. He says, I praise you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for this way was well pleasing in your sight. So it's not for the wise and the intelligent, but it's for those that believe this as infants do, as children do. It goes on just the last little bit here. Because he has loved me, that means because we have loved Jesus Christ, because we have loved God, therefore God will deliver us because we have loved him. And the word says, we love him because why? Because he loved us first. And Jesus says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And all that factors in here. It does. Because, we should desire to keep his commandments. We should desire to dwell in his shelter. We should desire to abide in him and have his word abide in us. We don't keep his commandments for salvation, but because our names are written, as we just read. Because he has loved me, because you love God, God will deliver you. That's what it says. Change my mind. Tell me I'm wrong here. That's what it says. Because you have loved God, God will deliver you. God will set you securely on high because you have known his name. And it's not Yahushiwushi. It's Jesus Christ. He goes on and says, you will call upon God. You will call upon Jesus. He says, you will call upon me. And that is capitalized. You will call upon God. You will call upon Jesus. And God will answer you. Why? Because you abide in Him and He abides in you. Now, I can't speak for those that don't abide in Him and that don't dwell in His shadow, that don't call out to Him, my God, my refuge, my comfort, my strength. These promises are for those that do that very thing. Because you have loved God, God will deliver you. God will set you securely on high because you have known His name. We will call upon God and God will answer us. He will answer you. God will be with us in trouble. God will rescue us and honor us. You know, we pray to honor God. We pray as Psalms, 103? Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless the Lord. Forget none of His benefits, who heals us, who protects us, as it says here, who answers us, who will be with us in trouble, who is with us in trouble, who rescues us and honors us. You know, one way He does that is He shares that peace that surpasses all understanding. It is. I hope you have that. I hope you have that. I hope you have that peace that surpasses all understanding. That's part of that rescuing, I think. And part of that answering when it says that we will call upon our God and our God will answer us. Now the Word tells us that, you know, in the New Testament, what can come between us and the love of God? Nothing. Neither life nor death nor trials nor tribulation nor anything. But the Word also tells us that our sin separates us from our God. And He cannot hear us. He doesn't hear our prayers when we are living in sin. But see, when we're doing as Psalms 91 says, when we are abiding in Him, when we have made Him our refuge, when we have made Him His word, His way, His will, our dwelling place, where we live, when we have made His word our way, no evil will befall you. You know, our pastor had shared that many times later on in his life, that nothing bad had ever happened to him. And this is from a man who lost his wife of 33 years, and from a man who lost his only begotten son when his son was 33 years old. And a man who had his church taken by the state of Colorado. He said that nothing bad had ever happened because he realized that no evil had befallen him and no plague came near his tent. Because our pastor loved our God. And our pastor was delivered time and time again. And that is offered for each and every one of us. And it is needed by each and every one of us this very day. It is. It wraps up and says, with a long life, God will satisfy you. And He will let you behold God's salvation. With a long life, God will satisfy us. I rejoice in that. I say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And thank you for letting us behold your salvation. Thank you. Well, Remnant, we're wrapping up tonight. Just a few minutes left. I do want to encourage you and remind you of the Passover makeup day. Okay, the Passover was Friday, April 2nd. When you read in, what is it, Exodus 12 of the Passover, and then you read in Numbers 9 of the Passover being commanded to be done, the second year in the wilderness, you can also read of it in 2 Chronicles chapter 30, of the keeping of the Passover in the second month. Don't have time tonight to go over it with you, but I encourage you to read those scriptures. They're not big. Exodus 12 talks about the Passover. Numbers 9 talks about the Passover the second year in the wilderness. And there were some of those that couldn't observe it at the proper time. And so you can read about God's response to those that wanted to observe the Passover. That wanted to. And also in 2 Chronicles chapter 30. And so it was reinstituted in 2 Chronicles chapter 30. Not by all. Oh no, some laughed it to scorn. They did. But those that were humble and sincere, that desired to please God, well, guess what? They did so. And they were blessed. So 2 Chronicles 30, three short chapters, and that should give you a pretty good understanding of Passover. Exodus 12, Numbers 9, 2 Chronicles 30. And so I encourage you, we've still got a little bit of time. If you're not familiar with Passover for the Christian, well, we've got a couple of books. We've got Pastor's book, Communion, and its potential blessings, curses, and need. And also Pastor's book, Solar Sanity versus Lunar Lunacy, in calculating the Passover. You've got time. Today's only the 15th. You've got, what, 15, 17 days? Something like that? Yeah. And so we'd be glad to send it to you. In 1 Corinthians 10, I don't have time. I just don't have time tonight, folks. Passover. Hopefully you are, or at least will be, prepared for it. I hope that you are. And I hope that you observe it. If you have any questions, call us. Our office number, not the call-in number tonight, have that line off, but 307-742-7582. That's our office number. And I'll be out of the office tomorrow finishing up the newsletter. But you can give us a call if you have any questions or comments. And we'll do our very best to share what we have. We sure don't claim to have all truth or to be perfect. No, far from it. But forgiven and thirsting, hungering and thirsting for His righteousness and for His people to return to Him. And so we'll do our best to get any information you can. If you would like a DVD of this year's communion service, for years we've been recording them and we have it. I'd be glad to send you one if you want the 2021 Passover on DVD. Just contact us. Again, our office number, 307-742-7582. And I'd be glad to make you a copy and send it to you. And Passover's not a Sabbath. It was a work day. It falls on Sunday, May 2nd. This makeup day does. But it wasn't a Sabbath day originally. It wasn't intended for that. No, they had to work. But it was to be an observance and a remembrance forever. And when we read in the New Testament, we see, I've got time for this, let's go there real quick, in Corinthians, we see that in Corinthians, we read not of the Lord's Supper, we do, but not tonight. 1 Corinthians 5, verse 7, for Christ our Passover has also been sacrificed. And so we understand today Christ is our Passover. We do encourage you to observe it. Well, guys, that's all I've got for you tonight. Thanks for tuning in. I encourage you. I'd like you to come back Saturday morning, 7 a.m. Mountain, 8 a.m. Central, and 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. on the West Coast, for coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We'll be here with our Bible, with some good hot coffee, and we'll have the phone lines open. We'd be glad to take your call and have you join in with us, kind of around the Radio Ranch microphone, almost like a Radio Ranch campfire. And we can have some coffee and our Bibles and have some good, godly, Christian conversation. And so we encourage you to join us then. Well, may the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob bless those of you that are His, bless you and keep you. May His face, countenance shine upon you and grant you His peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Cannot stand when we come walking through in the name.